7 o'clock, right on the pin. Bonsoir tout le monde. Good evening, everybody. L'adoption de l'ordre du jour. Un proposeur.
Moi, monsieur le maire.
Patrice, tout le monde d'accord?
Oui, oui.
Adoption de l'agenda.
Il y avait une petite question.
Everybody's in favor. Is there? Yeah. Oh, yeah, first question period. You're right. Any questions? No questions?
What's the status on the mine these days?
Status?
Has it surfaced again?
Well, there's ongoing, they're doing ongoing work for the, in order to go back to CPTQ. So we don't know where they're at on their testing. We haven't seen any results.
But our lawsuits are cleaned up and that whole exercise is done.
There's still one in court for access to the property, but it's in abeyance for now. Adoption of the minutes. Adoption du procès verbal du 14 juin. Un proposeur.
Je vais proposer, monsieur le maire, Manon.
Manon, tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Puis pour l'ordre du jour, c'était qui le proposeur?
Patrice.
Merci.
Adoption de, des minutes de la réunion spéciale du 4 juillet, un proposeur.
Je vais proposer, monsieur le maire, Manon.
Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
That's the other minutes. committee reports, the mayor's not going to report this month. Finance administration, approbation des comptes à payer du 12 juillet 2022, un proposeur, s'il vous plaît.
Je vais proposer, monsieur le maire, Manon.
Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Il y a eu un amendement lors du mini-caucus avant la réunion pour retirer la facture de
Cardo.
6208.
Sur les comptes énumérés sur la liste suggérée des comptes approuvés le 12 juillet 2022, totalisant 485 244,91, soit approuvé que leur paiement soit autorisé après vérification finale par le directeur général. So it's proposed and resolved to pay the accounts listed, the suggested list of July 12, 2022, in the amount of $485,244.91 after verification by the general manager and mayor. Autorisation des paiements des factures de 10 000 et plus. Authorization to pay invoices 10,000 and more. Proposeur.
Moi, monsieur le maire.
Patrice, tout le monde d'accord?
Oui. Oui.
La facture 760 au montant de 27 570 à 294-5320 Canada Inc. Facture 78-25, montant 76 présenté par Ramoc Label. Le rapport 2 au montant de 19 018,22, incluant les taxes applicables à Septic Miron. Le rapport 3 au montant de 18 320,96, encore une fois pour Septic Miron. Le rapport 4 au montant de 13 995,38, encore à Septic Miron. Facture 44-285 au montant de 16 501,21 à multiroute. Facture 06-22-01 au montant de 17 401,47 à McCree Logging. La facture 20 114 au montant de 112 014,55 à LGD pour le pavage final sur la Panvert. La facture 18-27 au montant de 13 105,13 à Transport Heatley. Facture 10 697,97 à Desjardins Assurance. I'm not going to repeat them in English there, or do I need to repeat them in English?
I got it on the board. Thank you.
You got it there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have to go slowly.
I'm going slow.
I have to go slowly.
Adoption of adoption du règlement numéro IRA 303-06-2022 sur l'éthique et déontologie des élus municipaux. So adoption of bylaw RA 303-06-2022. on the ethics and professional conduct of elected municipal officials. The examples are?
Oui, moi, Denis.
OK. Et puis, tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui.
Et tout le monde l'a lu?
Oui.
Oui.
Et tout le monde doit se conformer au règlement. So, we adopted this as a bylaw, as I explained, on ethics and what's it called? Ethics and.
I believe it's deontology.
Deontology, is that what it's called? Professional conduct of municipal effect. So this is a bylaw we adopt. The law requires us to adopt this, and it requires all the councillors to take note, understand it, and that's what that's about. Embauche d'un surintendant de travaux publics, hiring a superintendent of public works. C'est proposé par?
Moi, Carl.
Carl. Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Oui.
Que le maire, directeur général, soit autorisé à signer un contrat de travail avec Georges Melançon selon les termes de discussion tenus lors du côté du 7 juillet 2022. C'est proposé de resolve that the mayor and director general are authorized to sign a contract with, of employment with Georges Melançon according to the terms of discussions held with caucus on July 7th, 2022. Embauche d'une coordinatrice des services de bibliothèque et soutien de communauté, hiring a coordinator of library services community support. C'est proposé par?
Je l'ai proposé, M. le maire, maintenant.
Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Que le conseil municipal embauche Mlle Andréane Bélanger à titre de coordonnatrice du service de bibliothèque et soutien à la communauté et qu'elle entre en fonction le 25 juillet 2022 selon les termes de la convention collective. Le report propose and resolve that the municipal council hire Mrs. Andréane Bélanger as coordinator of library services and community support and that the take. That she takes office on July 25th, 2022, according to the terms of the collective agreement. Confirmation de Mlle Lise Benoit au poste d'inspectrice municipale. Confirmation de Ms. Lise Benoit as municipal inspector. Ça, c'est proposé par?
Moi, Denis, je propose.
Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Que le conseil municipal confirme l'embauche de Mlle Lise Benoit à titre d'inspectrice municipale dans la municipalité de Grenville-sur-la-Rouge et ce, sur l'horaire de 4 jours tel que convenu avec celle-ci, ainsi que selon les termes de convention collective. So, the proposed result that the municipal council confirms the hiring of Ms. Lise Benoit as municipal inspector for the municipality of Grenville-sur-la-Rouge on a 4-day schedule as agreed with her, as well as according to the terms of collective agreement. Ça n'a pas besoin de rajouter les pouvoirs et tout ça.
Elle les a déjà.
Elle les a déjà. Démission de M. Mathieu Paquette, resignation de M. Mathieu Paquette, driver. Ça, ça s'est proposé par.
Je peux proposer, M. le maire, Carl.
Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Que le conseil municipal accepte avec regret la démission de Mathieu Paquette et remercie ce dernier pour ses services rendus à la municipalité au cours des 3 dernières années. Proposed and resolved, Municipal Council accepts with regret the resignation of Matthew Paquette and thanks him for his services in the municipality during the last 3 years. Octroyer un contrat à Mme Geneviève Dubic du service conseil Environ Nature, awarding the contract to Ms. Geneviève Dubic of Enviro Nature Consulting. Ça s'est proposé par? Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Que le conseil municipal autorise le maire et directeur général à retenir les services de Mlle Geneviève Dubic et des services conseil Environ Nature afin de l'appuyer les services d'urbanisme de façon temporaire. This proposal is resolved that Mr. Council authorize the mayor and director general to retain the services of Ms. Geneviève Dubic of Service Conseil Environ Nature in order to support the Urban Planning Department on a temporary basis. Proposition au service d'ingénieur de LRL Associés Limited pour le projet d'agrandissement du camping de Chute La Rouge. LRL Associates Limited Engineering Services proposal for the Chute La Rouge Campground Expansion Project. Ça, c'est proposé par.
Je vais proposer, monsieur Marmanon.
Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Que le conseil mandate LRL Associés Limited afin d'effectuer les vérifications nécessaires pour le projet d'agrandissement du camping Chute La Rouge et ça. Le bas de 120 000. Les fonds nécessaires seront prélevés, de même les subventions du programme soutien aux stratégies de développement touristique et comptabilisées au poste budgétaire 23-080-25.724. So it's proposed and resolved to mandate LRL Associates to carry out the necessary verifications for the expansion project, the camping de Chute La Rouge, for a total amount of $120,000. The necessary funds will be taken from the Tourism Development Strategy Support Program grant and accounted for under the budget 23-08025-724. Actuel un contrat pour l'entretien d'été et d'hiver des chemins privés du projet domiciliaire village de la Rivière-Rouge du canton de Greenville, granting a contract for summer and winter maintenance of the residential project, private roads, village de Rivière-la-Rouge of the Greenville Township. Proposé par?
Je peux proposer, M. Marc.
Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
À la suite d'un appel d'offres réalisé par l'Association des propriétaires et projets domiciliaires village Rivière-Rouge de canton de Greenville et en considération de la résolution DIM adoptée par l'organisme recommandant le choix d'un entrepreneur d'octroyer Transport Italy le contrat d'entretien d'été pour la saison 22, 23 et 24 et le contrat d'entretien d'hiver pour les saisons 22, 23, 23, 24, 24, 25 des chemins privés du projet domiciliaire village de la Rivière-Rouge canton de Greenville, et ce, pour un montant total de 84 506 sur les quatre, incluant les taxes applicables. This proposed and resolved following a call for tenders made by the Association of the Owners of the Village de Rivière-Rouge Housing Project in the Township of Greenville, and in consideration of a resolution duly adopted by the organization recommending the selection of a contractor to award a to transport Heatley summer maintenance contract for the years 2022, 23, and 24 seasons, and the winter maintenance contract for 22, 23, 23, 24, and 24, 25 seasons of the village, the Rivière-Rouge of the Township of Greenville, residential project, private roads, for a total amount of $84,506.64, including applicable taxes. Appuie au projet d'attribuer le nom Autoroute Guy Lafleur à l'Autoroute 50. Support project to name Highway 50 as Highway Guy Lafleur. Ça, c'est proposé par?
Moi, M. le maire.
Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Oui.
Que la municipalité de Greenville-Rouge appuie la commission de toponymie dans ses démarches afin d'attribuer le nom Autoroute Guy Lafleur à l'Autoroute 50. This proposed and resolved the municipality of Greenville-Rouge support the commission of toponymy in its efforts to assign the name Highway Guy Lafleur to Highway 50. Reclassification du poste de l'adjoint administratif, travaux publics, sécurité incendie. Reclassification of administrative assistant, public works, fire safety. Ça, c'est proposé par?
Je vais le proposer, M. Marmanon.
Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Que le conseil autorise le directeur général à reclasser le poste d'adjoint administratif, travaux publics, sécurité incendie au même niveau que celui de la technicienne comptable et ça, on date du 1er juin 2022. So the proposed and resolved, the council authorized the director general to reclassify the position of administrative assistant, public works, fire safety at the same level as that of the accounting technician as of June 1st, 2022. Modification de l'échelon salarial de Moiselle Mélanie Jacques, adjointe administrative de soutien suivant la fin de sa probation. Modification of salary level of Ms. Melanie Jalka, administrative support assistant, following the end of her probation. Ça, c'est proposé par?
Isabelle.
Isabelle, tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Oui.
que suivant l'évaluation favorable de la direction générale à l'endroit de Mlle Mélanie Jacques, de même que la fin de sa approbation, le conseil autorise le changement d'échelon de Mlle Mélanie Jacques, la faisant ainsi passer de l'échelon 1 à l'échelon 2. This proposal resolved that following a favorable evaluation of the general manager of Ms. Mélanie Jacques, as well as the end of her probation, the council authorizes the change of level of Mrs. Mélanie Jacques, thereby moving it from level 1 to level 2. Achat de la marque, purchase of the trailer, ça c'est proposé par?
Je peux proposer, Monsieur le maire,
Carl. Carl, tout le monde d'accord?
Oui. Oui.
Le conseil accepte la soumission en first class trailer déposée dans le cadre de cet exercice de recherche de prix et autorise l'achat et le paiement d'une remorque en acier galvanisé de 18 pieds par 81 pouces, deux essieux d'une capacité de chargement de 5 tonnes montée sur pivot et équipée de cylindres hydrauliques motorisés au prix de 12 000 $. Les fonds nécessaires seront prévus au poste budgétaire 23 0402. 24. So it's proposed by and resolved council accept the bid from first class trailers submitted as part of its price research exercise and authorized and payment of an 18-foot by 81-inch galvanized steel trailer, two axles with a loading capacity of 5 tons, mounted on a pivot and equipped with a motorized hydraulic cylinder at a price of $12,000. Necessary funds will come from budget 23-04002-7.4. Demande à la MRC d'Argenteuil de modifier le schéma d'aménagement afin d'autoriser les logements multiples dans les périmètres urbains de Calumet, zone UL01. Request to the Argenteuil RCM amend the development plan to allow multiple dwellings within the urban perimeter of Calumet, UL01 zone. Ça, c'est proposé par...
C'est proposé, M. le maire, Manon.
Manon ou Natalia?
Mais c'est moi qui ai checké.
OK. Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Oui.
Oui. Que la municipalité demande à MRC d'entamer de façon pressante une modification au schéma d'aménagement afin que la municipalité puisse ensuite, elle aussi, adapter sa réglementation et peut s'autoriser la réalisation de ce projet aux impacts socio-économiques importants pour la population de l'Île-sur-la-Rouge et pour la population de la MRC. So it's proposed and resolved municipal the ACRCM urgently initiate an amendment to the development plan so that the municipality may then adapt its regulations and allow the project to be carried out with significant social and economic impact for the people of the Île-sur-la-Rouge and the people of the RCM. Et puis, maintenant, on a certificat de crédit. Après, période de question.
Alors, je suis signé Marc Beaulieu, greffier trésorier de la municipalité de Grenville-sur-la-Rouge, certifie sous mon serment d'office que les crédits sont disponibles pour payer toutes les dépenses autorisées lors de la présente séance. I, then assigned Marc Beaulieu, clerk treasurer of the municipality of Grenville-sur-la-Rouge, certify under my oath of office that credits are available to pay all of the expenses authorized in the current meeting.
Can we have someone propose an adjournment? On peut faire ça aussi. OK, so on est dans une période de questions. Question period. Go ahead, sir.
I would like to have more information about this point 6.10. It's a private road. So is it going to be the people on the road that is going to pay the 85?
That's correct.
Okay.
The service we do is collect the money for them.
Okay.
On the tax books.
Where is it?
That's the Anna Turbett Road, Campbell's Development.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Our roads, gravel roads, municipality. They've been neglected for 3 or 4 years now.
Okay.
The grader hasn't passed the full length of any roads in the Volga.
Okay.
For 2 years. They were only went out once last year.
Yeah.
Sporadic.
Get to your question.
Are we going to fix these roads, try and at least send the grader and get rid of the pot. The grader passed last week.
Yeah.
On the section you tore out in front of the sand pile. That afternoon, the washboard was worse than before he went. He doesn't cut. I follow him. The blade's tilted back.
Yeah.
He just pushes the loose gravel into the washboard. If you don't cut the washboard off, it just 2 hours later, it's worse. And that's on the main road. The side roads have been totally neglected. And I've driven the municipality. The only road that the grader does completely is the Rouge Road from top to bottom when they do it. Can we not find a way to do these roads at least a couple of times a year and not come out? That grader drives 2 or 3 hours a day just driving and grades for 30 minutes, 20 minutes. It doesn't make sense. It just, and it's getting worse. Like, it's not, there's all kinds of excuses that we went through with the flooding, and it's always COVID. Now it's the storm, but it wasn't done before the storm, and it definitely hasn't been done now. The roads cannot be left. Totally. I don't want to hear that there's no material. He's pushed all the material. Lake Commando Road, you've put over 200 loads of 0.75. It's all in the bush. It's all in the ditches. Young Settlement Road, the same. The road that you tore the asphalt off of is perfectly good material. And he can't cut the washboard and potholes off.
Well, I'm sure he can.
Well, I'm sure he could. He can't.
Yeah.
He doesn't, and nobody does anything about it. Now, I've asked every year, I went back to see the councillor Patrice at his house, because the last week when he went past, like I say, when you send a $600,000 machine to do a kilometer of road, and after he's left 2 hours, it's worse, there's something wrong.
Yeah. Well, I know that once the calcium is down, they try not to play with it too much because they lose the calcium.
They didn't do it before the calcium went down.
They usually do.
They don't cut. The blade is turned back. All he does is put the loose gravel in between the potholes and washboard. You got to cut that off.
He knows that, and I know that. So.
Well, and I know it too. I drive on it every day, and everybody else in the community does it. Why are we not doing something about this?
Well, look, you had asphalt before full of holes, right? So we got rid of the asphalt to get rid of that problem. Now you're on gravel. Well, gravel, it's not going to last with the amount of traffic that's there. Okay? It doesn't matter what you do. You can cut it all you want. It rains every second day. In that kind of weather, it's not going to stay.
We've had 2 weeks of perfectly good weather.
As long as the traffic wants to travel at 90 clicks, which is the speed that they travel on those roads, this is what's going to happen. Okay? We do the best we can with what we have.
He doesn't cut the potholes and
I just told you, when there's calcium down, he's going to minimize the cutting so he doesn't lose the calcium. You know how much it costs, that calcium? You have any idea? We spent $100,000 cash on calcium. So we do what we can to save it. We can't put calcium down every week there.
Do you know what it costs to send that grader up for nothing?
The grader doesn't go up for nothing.
He goes up for nothing. He hasn't done the Lake Commando Road once.
I drove in Lake Commando Road, and by the way, I was doing 70 on it, and I had absolutely no problem. I was up there on Sunday. So look.
Last year you told me the gully hole was perfect. And
the road is fine.
And the guy, I sent you a picture of the guy who lost his tire from the wheel.
Well,
don't tell me its road is perfect.
I can't explain to you why somebody loses his wheel.
There was three. You wanted me to paint what pothole?
Yeah, I never wanted to do, I never asked you to pay.
On the hill.
Anyways, look, it's a question period. You have, you come here every month, you give your little spill, and that's fine. Now we'll go on to another person. Does somebody else have a question?
Could you answer my question?
I answered your question.
No, you didn't say when you're going to do it.
I'll do it when I get time, and I think they're scheduled to go up there soon, this week.
As a matter of fact, I have reports to the effect that they've been doing regularly Kilmar, Rivière Rouge, Rockcliffe, Scotch, and Avoca. I don't follow, fortunately, I do not follow the greater.
We have a second grader coming in. You know we're rebuilding the Rouge Road right now. We have 40,000 tons to put down there, so he's busy there. There's a second grader coming in, so it'll be done shortly. Okay? There you go. Any other questions? Yes, sir.
How's my road coming?
Well, we sent the resolution to the government. It's in their hands now.
Haven't heard anything yet.
I haven't heard anything. Did you get it? No.
But they needed a resolution from the municipality. It was done in due form and sent to them, I think, 3 or 4 days following the last council meeting. I'm not sure it's their priority, but if you give them a phone call once in a while and remind them to your, remind you to their memory, it will end up somewhere.
I know they're going to look after
it. I believe it. I just want to make sure it gets done.
Well, they're not quick, so.
To give you an example, there was a gate on Schmeckamalan Road that was put there illegally, and they had the gate removed. Unfortunately, the owner, and I won't qualify him, decided to put it back up.
No, it's gone now.
It's been gone again?
Yeah.
Is it the government removed it? Or
yes, it was.
The owner.
That removed it?
I think so. Or maybe it was, no, government. I'm not sure if it was the government department or the owner. Somebody removed it.
It's gone.
That's the Lake Commander Road.
Yeah.
But it took 4 years.
Hmm?
But it took 4 years.
Five years.
Okay.
But they didn't remove the second two gates.
Well, look, I went as far as where the first one was on Sunday I was up there, but I didn't go any further. It's
because the next two gates are on Kremlin.
No, there shouldn't be any gates on the road at all.
No, but the next two gates are on Kremlin.
Yeah.
Well, he
was ordered to remove them, so I don't know. Like, are you sure it's on Kremlin? It's not on the other one?
Oh, no.
Because there's a split.
It's on the Colonial Road.
Yeah.
The next two gates.
Yeah. Well, you'll have to remove them like you
and
removed
it's been
them.
Moved. He actually moved one in the middle of the Beaver Bottom.
You want to, yeah. We'll let them know.
Should I be calling somebody and asking them, or should I just leave it in the hands of...
Well, we can give you the
I'll give you the address and the coordinates of the person we sent the resolution to.
Is there any value in that?
Yes.
I don't want to aggravate the situation.
No. She knows you're waiting for it, so I mean, it's nothing wrong with giving her a shout.
Okay.
Not every day or every week, but once a month. Yeah. It's just.
So I've been doing this now for working on this for what, 4 or 5 years now, or whatever it is.
But come on.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I'll give her a call.
Yes, sir.
You're talking about the expansion at the beach there. What are you doing there?
Right now they're doing a study of what's there and the planning of the expansion. So
what is
they're
the
putting
expansion
another 50,
involved?
60 trader lots.
More space for
them? More. Well, the space is there. It's just a matter of building the lots.
Okay.
That's what it's for.
Okay.
It's a government grant.
Are you guys aware that the beef from the deer farm back there is being sold as very high class special beef to certain restaurants around?
No.
Sure, it's special.
It's special.
Lots of money. You never heard about
well,
that?
Well, not all beef get prions, you know.
I don't know.
Well, I presume that's why it's special.
Maybe, yeah.
Are they tested?
Oh, I don't know. The government said it was the beef can't get that sick. So.
As they are aware of.
Yeah.
I see we're hiring a municipal inspector. Did somebody leave?
She was hired.
She was hired. It's the end of her probation, and we want to confirm her in a position after 6 months.
Ah,
it's Madame Lise Benoit.
One more question. Do we have a vision of what Grenville-sur-le-Rouge wants to look like in 5 or 10 years, 15 years down the road? Do we have a picture of that laid out so we know? Is it going to have high-rise apartment buildings, a million and a half people?
Boy, you'd be paid a lot of money if you could figure that one out.
Well, I mean, there's vision in terms of what our target is.
Well, we have our urban plan, and the urban plan explains what's important and what we want to see and what we want to preserve. So that's in the plan.
That's in that plan.
Yeah. And our bylaws are...
tie into that.
Yeah.
Okay. It's in English?
Don't know if that one's in English. No way.
They never did it.
We didn't get time yet to translate all those bylaws.
That's
a big job, but we didn't get time to translate all that.
I asked for it 6 years ago, and I still never got it.
No, we're supposed to translate everything, and I mean, we're keeping up the minutes and the new bylaws there, but to go back in the past there, it's a lot of work.
There's a front section in that urban plan. I'd like to see that in English. Just the front section that lays out the vision of the municipality.
The executive
and
summary.
Everything else falls out from under that.
Yeah.
I'd like to see that statement at the front end of it. If I could, that would be...
Well, we can get it translated.
Yeah, that would be handy. Thank you very much.
Lake Papineau with the invasive weeds.
Yeah.
Are you guys aware of any of this? Or?
Well, I am through the MRC, yes.
And is there any...
Well, they're working with the, what's it called? They're the, so many committees down there. There's a group, OBV, there that are looking after that are doing the research on it. And as far as I know, they're going to be de-weeding it this summer.
Yeah, no, I just wondered if the municipality is aware and if there's any notification sent out to the public about it.
Well, I don't see why we would notify. I mean, what do you want us to do? You know?
Well, it's
a price. There's no access from this end, so the access is from the other end. I'm sure the people at the camp know at the...
Well,
the club.
They know very little.
The club doesn't know what's going on.
Very little. It's Canuck is taking care of in NCC.
Well, not the de-weeding. The de-weeding is being done by a group of scientists there, but anyway.
It's NCC, McGill University, Carleton.
Yeah, there's a bunch of people mixed in there.
But there doesn't seem to be much access to...
The municipality has installed a boat washing station at the boat launch here on the Ottawa River. Not that we want to save the Ottawa River, but we want to prevent the weeds in the Ottawa River to go in north-bound lakes. There's also another one that's been prepared at the Harrington Firehouse on Harrington Road. The shared fire station that we have there. There's a boat washing station that's been installed there. The signage and the access is going to be given in the weeks to come.
Where is it?
At the fire hall.
In Harrington?
Yes. Well, no, in Grenville. It's just at the fire hall that we share with them.
Okay, because there's one in Lost River.
There's one in Lost River also, you're right.
But there's going to be one installed here?
It is.
It is installed. We just have to make the hole in the wall and get the sprayer out and a bit of signage on Harrington Road and next to the washing station so it indicates how to proceed to make sure that... the boats are cleaned.
What's the requirement? I use my boat in the St. Lawrence River
yes.
and bring it back to the farm. I don't use it locally. But the only place I ever take
best practice is to wash it when you get it out. That's best practice. Because of these problems that they're having.
Oh, I don't have a problem with that and understanding that. I'm just
And then we ask people to wash them, you know, but you have to have a washing machine. A lot of people, like a lot of places, don't have a machine to wash the boats off, so they don't do it. And that's how that sickness or the sickness is spread. So whether it's zebra mussels or this other weed, it spreads all over the place.
But if I don't use the boat in Quebec, I don't think there's a washing station.
There's one here, and there's one up there. We have one here at the boat launch in Calumet, and there's one up the road. But don't wash it. Like, you wash the weeds where you got them, you know, and that's the whole point. Wash it when you leave. Don't go wash it when you get there, because then you're dumping the damn shit near it.
Well, I understand that.
Yeah.
I don't think where I use my boat in the St. Lawrence,
yeah,
there's a washing station.
Well, maybe, I don't know. I couldn't
tell. So if I bring it back, and can I wash it in the yard?
True.
Better off not to, no, because it's got streams there. Better to wash it over there or on your way, or stop at a car wash or on your way down.
Okay, I didn't.
You know, the point is to keep the whatever garbage you pick up there where you got it.
Yeah,
know, not
gotcha.
Bring it not bring it out.
Are they certified? Like, do you get a certification after it's washed?
No. This is self. You put panties in the machine. And,
so you just pay for it. Do you get a receipt?
There's no law. It's a volunteer act that we ask people to do. We put the service there. You know, the government subsidizes.
A lot of people ask for the receipts.
No, there's no receipts.
Because if you're going to go to another place.
Yeah, but we don't give receipts for that.
Then the cost would become prohibitive. You need to get an intendant there to make sure that the boat is properly washed and everything. So.
Where is it?
The boat wash?
Station?
At the boat launch.
Oh, here?
Yes.
There's one here and there's one at the fire hall in
same time machine as one you have in the
front
car
front
wash. Any
other?
À Grenville, ils en ont une et puis il y a préposé, peut-être lui en donne.
Pas cette année.
Non, pas cette année, mais d'habitude.
Other questions? D'autres questions?
Juste, c'est correct. Justement, je voulais vous demander si on pouvait attendre 2 minutes pour
M. Alton,
il est arrivé.
Oui, il est arrivé.
Donc, bon, ça te dérange-tu après de prendre 2 minutes pour faire des introductions?
Ben, on peut le faire maintenant, si vous voulez.
Oui, c'est bon.
Ouais,
c'est bon.
Sure. Mayor Arnold, thank you for inviting me to your meeting this evening. And I want to thank the rest of the councillors for accepting the invitation or accompanying you on this invitation. As you know, we've communicated on a couple of occasions about trying to get a meeting set between Canada Carbon and the town of GSLR. I know that there is a long and somewhat less than sanguine history between the company and the town. My hope, my objective, is that we can go a long way towards trying to reset that relationship. My objective here tonight, specifically, was to, one, get a chance to meet, you know, the you and the town council. If we have an opportunity to exchange ideas, I'm here to listen, really. More than anything else. I took this job with Canada Carbon in December of last year because I think that we have the opportunity to develop two superlative, you know, graphite deposits in Quebec, you know, one here and one in Quebec. I think that unfortunately this process has been beset by issues that maybe could have been handled differently, but you know, from where we stand, that's sort of water under the bridge. And my hope is that we can together find a way to identify ways in which everyone can feel comfortable and feel good about the project being developed, or the Miller deposit being developed in the best, most environmentally friendly manner possible. I think it has the potential to be a significant contributor to the community. From my perspective, as a company and as an executive of that company, as someone charged with leading the company, we have nothing but the best of intentions in terms of being a good corporate citizen. We want to be a force for good, positive development, good, positive, sustainable development in GSLI. There are two components of the project. You know, the graphite mining component, of course, and then of course the the gravel and marble component of it. I think that there is an opportunity for the town to benefit considerably from an economic standpoint, especially as we look at, you know, developing the marble, new component of this project. So my hope is that in spite of everything that's happened, you know, over the last 2 years, that we can find a way to redirect the resources that have been, you know, focused on confrontation and litigation, redirect those resources to its development and progress, mutual development and progress. And I wanted to say to you and the council, that's why I'm here, that's what we're open to, and my hope is that we find a way to establish fair, transparent, good faith dialogue in order to allow that to happen. Okay. And I'm open for any questions that you
you ask questions here. You guys, after the meeting, you can talk all you want, okay? But during the meeting, there stays here in front.
Sure, gotcha.
Thank you.
Okay.
So, council has heard your. Est-ce que tout le monde a bien compris?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everybody understood what you said. So, any questions or comments at this point? Not right now.
Les enjeux ont déjà été discutés et exposés à eux.
So, is there any further questions in the hall? Or yes?
my turn, Mr. Mayor.
You've had 10 of them. Go ahead.
Last time we had an exercise with Canada Carbon was that the municipality got basically nothing. Okay? There was the same language used as you've used, and the mill mine project was expanded to the west side of the river where I have
Mr. Andrews,
my property.
Please, here. Don't get into a discussion. Question. Otherwise, we'll adjourn. or close the meeting.
Sure. So the question is, when you talk about this, the Canada Carbon talks about good for the municipality and good for Canada Carbon. I would like to know what that is.
Okay, well, our role here as legislators is to protect the municipality and its citizens. Okay, that's our position.
Yeah.
And it's our responsibility.
Yes.
And that's the way we've always looked at it.
Yes.
Canada Carbon's role is to make money. That's their job. We understand that. And that's where I'll leave it for now.
But tough for them to make money at the expense of Grenville.
No, I'm telling you, the mandate that the company has is to make money for their shareholders. That's what I'm saying.
I understand.
Okay,
that.
So. Our role is not the same. We have one role, they have their role. We'll continue doing what we need to do to protect our interest and the interests of our citizens and legislate accordingly and follow the law accordingly. So I don't want to get into any more discussion than that on the topic right now.
before this goes down the road with any kind of approval, will the taxpayers be told to present an opinion on whether to move forward or not?
I imagine there'll be a lot of discussions that'll take place.
I would imagine.
Yeah, I would imagine. So, if there's any other questions, if there's none, yes, sir.
Est-ce que la compagnie, parce que là, il essaie d'avoir des discussions, il y a fait avoir aussi pour la ville, avec un montant assez substantiel, est-ce qu'ils ont essayé de dédommager la ville pour toutes les...
Non. Non. Yes, sir.
This gentleman mentioned the Miller project. The last time we were in this with Canada Carbon, it was the Miller project plus half of the municipality in terms of land claims.
Question's
coming. Are we talking about restricting this proposal just to the Miller property, or is it going to migrate throughout the rest of Grenville?
This will take hours to answer. I'm not going to get into that right now. It's complicated. There's a lot of laws involved, a lot of bylaws involved, a lot of zoning involved. So, you know, I'm not going to get into all that right now, okay?
Sure.
But, you know, we can have a discussion about that some other time, but it's complex. It's a complex thing. So.
I understand that. I just want to make sure that the municipality, the taxpayer, knows what the complexity is and where it's going
committed. We've been dealing with this for 5 years now, and we've communicated to the citizens all we can at all times, and there's a lot of material involved, so I assure you that we're on the ball with it. So,
good. I hear
all right. Any other questions? No question. So, can we get someone proposing the closing of the Petrus?
Oui.
Propose?
Yes.
Tout le monde d'accord?
Oui.
Merci beaucoup. So, if you guys want to talk, you know, we can... You can go and talk to him if you want.
Oh, it's open for the fun part.
Well, you're welcome to go and talk. The meeting's closed.